You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is back, Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Welcome back.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm great.
We haven't seen each other for a while.
I was on vacation. You were on vacation. It's vacation time. Today, our guests are Charlotta Willen. I almost got it wrong. And Melissa Brown. And they are with a new organization to Bloomington. It's called Susie's Place. So tell us a little bit. First of all, welcome. We won't haze you because you guys... There's two of you. Yeah, there's two of you, and you guys do really great things for children and families, and so I'm not going to even pretend like we're going to haze them.
Oh, no fun.
Thank you.
Right? That's right. So first, tell us a little bit about Susie's Place and how it got started.
So Susie's Place is a child advocacy center. There's a center here in Bloomington, and there's also a center in Avon. We also are in the process of opening a center in Terre Haute that should be open in spring of 2017. A child advocacy center, we interview children who are alleged victims of child abuse and neglect. So typically we see about 85% of our kiddos are victims of sex abuse. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of sex abuse there. We provide the center and the interviews for a team. We work in a multidisciplinary team approach. So we work with law enforcement, the Department of Child Services, prosecutor's offices. So they will all sit in a team room and observe while a trained forensic interviewer will actually go into an interview room and give kiddo the opportunity to tell their story. We can communicate with the team during the interview if needed, just to, if there's direction needed or certain pieces of evidence that the team needs, then that way we can go ahead and help kiddo bring that information out. So that's basically what Susie's Place is. There's more to it, but that's the gist.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, Susie, the name, there has to be a story.
There is a serious story.
Yeah.
You tell that story.
Charlotta, you're going to be, you have to tell a story.
Okay. As far as I know, Emily Perry is our director, and she founded Susie's Place in Avon originally, and there was a gal named Susie who was in law enforcement in Avon. So when Emily started the center, she decided to call it Susie's Place after her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was someone who obviously advocated for these children, the person in law enforcement, and knew that there was a need for a middle ground, I think. My background, actually, many don't know, but my background is actually in family therapy as well. And I worked for a local child welfare agency. It's a statewide agency called The Villages. And we were one of those first lines of when kids went into care because they were abused, that kind of thing. And there really wasn't anything for that in between. There were the people that took care of the kids after they were abused, they were put into foster homes, and there were some counseling there, but there really wasn't anything in particular where kids could be interviewed in a safe environment. It was always like the police station, which was so sterile. And so, and the police, frankly, aren't trained appropriately to interview children, especially young children. And so I think the need for Susie's Place has been here for a long, long time. And how long, when did Emily find it?
The Center in Avon was founded in 2008 and the one in Bloomington in 2011. And we moved this year to a larger space because we are a little busier every year.
Unfortunately.
And so we have a little more room, which means we can offer a few more services. But it's a great testimonial whenever a family walks in the door and is very surprised to see the waiting areas and say, oh, this looks so fun and comfortable and friendly. Are we in the right place?
It's not scary.
It's not scary. Yes, you are in the right place because that's how it should be for a child who has been abused or traumatized and needs to share that with somebody. It should be very comfortable and safe for them.
And it is a beautiful place, and you should go visit it. It's right over by your offices. I've actually been there.
Okay.
It's over in the Montauk Place area. So literally, it's right behind
right
your
there.
Offices.
Very nice.
But it is beautiful. And I remember the first time I met you, Charlotta, I think you told me the story about how someone, a child needed to use the bathroom. They were trying to find the location where they were going to be interviewed.
Right.
And the child just needed to use the bathroom. And so they kind of came in and go ahead.
Well, so the parents said, do you have a public restroom we can use? Because, you know, need to use a restroom. And I said, well, sure, you can use the restroom through there. What are you looking for? And she said, well, not this place. And they went to use the restroom and then said, we have an interview with a police. I think I'm looking for a satellite police station.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, oh, I think you're looking for Susie's place. And the parent was very surprised and said, oh, this looks friendly and comfortable and fun. And I said, well, this is our waiting area and we want kids to feel
comfortable
here and be comfortable as well back in the interview room. So, yeah, that was...
Wow.
So they were in the right place.
Yeah, they were in the right place. Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And that's what kids do need. And frankly, the families need it as well.
Yes.
Because the parents need to know that their kids are being taken care of. Though they can watch it, like you said, it's very difficult when you're in those situations. And so you want it to be comforting and the people to be welcoming. And that is what the place is about.
Yeah.
So how do people get referred?
I mean,
obviously children, someone's been abused in some way.
So typically when a family is referred to Susie's Place, our interviews, we schedule with the Department of Child Services and law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
There are also times that we have scheduled appointments with the FBI or National Forestry Services, any type of law enforcement or the Department of Child Services. So they will call to schedule the interview. We give them some interview times, but there's a lot of people to coordinate with. So sometimes we have to kind of go back and forth a little bit to make sure that everybody who needs to be there can be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how a kiddo is referred to Susie's Place.
And once they've been referred, tell us the process of kind of how that goes and how you make them feel welcome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when a family comes in, we typically like the interviewer to be able to greet the kiddo. So that's the first face that they see when they come into Susie's Place. So, of course, we're going to get down on their level if they're a little or talk to them like a teenager if they're a teenager. We just want to meet them on their level and be age appropriate with that child. So we're going to tell them, you know, make yourself at home. All of these toys are here for you to play with. Just, you know, we tell the parents the same thing. We want this to be as home-like as possible. Let the parents or the caregiver know your child is my number one priority today. So, and then after the interviewer, we'll go back and get some things ready, get sound equipment and video hooked up and ready to go, meet with the team, discuss whatever we need to discuss at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlotta will go out and meet with the family. And once kiddo comes back to the interview room with the interviewer, Charlotta sits with parents, caregivers, whomever brought the child, and helps them be comfortable as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. You know, it's just kind of an overwhelming, just hearing about the process is overwhelming for me, and I can't imagine what it would be like for someone actually going through this.
How many of these interviews do you do annually?
Oh.
So between the Avon Center and the Bloomington Center in 2015, we did 967 interviews.
Yeah, it's much more out there. Yeah, exactly, than you think about.
Yeah.
People don't understand that child abuse is around I mean, it doesn't seem to make the news or that kind of thing, but it is definitely there, and I think there are definitely signs that you need to watch for. And I've probably been one of those people that's oversee it because I'm trained in it, and it's I think that's probably why Emily and I hit it off when we first met. And it was like, oh, I got you.
But that might be a good question for someone like myself who isn't. I mean, as just a person in society, what types of things should you look for? I mean, teachers and things like that are a little more prone to be trained for things like that. But just as a common layperson, what types of things should I see from my neighbor's kids and things like that? I mean...
So we actually have a training program that we offer to the communities. We actually serve 29 communities, so we try to get out into those communities and offer training. But you're going to look... Anything that... you know, raises an eyebrow, anything that doesn't seem right, anything, you know, when you feel like there's something going on, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
Call that 1-800 number for the Department of Child Services.
Okay.
Make that report. Somebody has to look out for these kiddos
because
they don't really have a voice until somebody speaks up for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more to Charlotta and Melissa about Susie's Place.